think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Boom.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 women want.
What up, though? March 20th, 2017. It's a Monday. I know this episode is getting out late. I had a couple of situations and things I had to handle, so that's why it's late. So I apologize for that, but it's still going to be a really dope episode, and it's groundbreaking. I love when I do groundbreaking things. It's not like it's a big deal, groundbreaking. I just try to low-key hype it, but it is kind of, because I'm going to have four people on at one time. So this is the first time I'm having four people on, including myself. And then I'm also going to have a female. I'm going to have a media member. I'm going to have a professional athlete. And I'm going to have just a casual, regular, everyday fan, you know, someone that just kind of watches from the outside. And, you know, and hopefully with all four of us together in this big old gumbo pot, and we stir it up and talk about all the things that you guys wanted us to talk about, it will be a good show. So, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to go ahead and get to it and see what's popping.
Yo.
Omar Kelly.
How are you?
1 second, sir.
You got a little muzzle.
Yeah, 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yo.
You are you situated?
Nah, I called you to just let you know that I wasn't situated. No. And that I'm not gonna be.
Don't get hung up on. Please, joke. Please don't get hung up on. I'm already in a time constraint. I don't have time for your shit. Okay. Now.
I mean.
That. The answer was yes. Zip it. Okay, Bree. I don't have time for your shit. Okay, Bree. We're going to have a nice, peaceful show, right, Bree?
I don't think that's how we do things, but I mean, to say that.
Omar.
Yes,
Omar.
Yes.
We're going to have a nice, all peaceful right. show, right, Bree and Omar?
Absolutely. Why would we not have a peaceful show?
Brent Grimes.
Yeah. What up?
We're going to have a nice, peaceful show?
Very peaceful.
This might be the most well-balanced show that I've ever had. I got a girl, a pro, a media guy, and a dumbass nigga named Bree.
I'm saying she asking for a peaceful show. She take a shot.
Yeah, but
yes,
you see
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, but let's
Trust me. He gonna flame me the whole goddamn hour that we gonna be on. But welcome, guys. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Shut up, Bree. I've been waiting for you since last night. I know you're going through some shit. I already know. So I don't even want to fuck with you for real.
But you already started. That's what's up.
No.
That's what's up, man.
No. When you picked up the phone, it sounded like a whole lot of hustle and bustling was going on in the background. So that's why I asked that. Like, okay, look, would you calling me to say, hey, give me 5 minutes or something? I don't know. And I was going to say, all right, I'm going to hang up and we'll hit you back. But it's cool, though.
Don't worry about it. I'm good to go.
How was your weekend, Bree? Everything good?
Yeah, you know, everything's good, man. You know, the weekend was the weekend, man. I'm old now, you know what I'm saying? So the weekend is just another day, man. I do the same stuff I do on the other days, man. I'm old.
Omar, how was your weekend?
Amazing weekend. I had my son for the second weekend.
Ooh.
It was good. We had fun. We did things together. We went to a Heat game. We played a little bit of basketball. We good.
All right. Brent Grimes. Hey, welcome. First time on that show.
Hey,
I'm excited.
You going to ask about my weekend?
I know how your weekend went, but go ahead and tell those two.
I put together a basketball hoop, you know, showing my handy skills.
Oh, my God.
Now I could get buckets at a moment's notice.
Brent definitely put the hoop together. I was surprised because, honestly, I really didn't think it was going to happen. This is our second attempt.
Oh, my God. So much hate.
This one went up. So, congratulations,
Brent.
You're
new to the show. We get a lot of Brent hate on the show. You haven't been here to hear it, usually. You understand? But she does a lot of Brent bashing, low-key.
Damn.
You are lying. Now, he's lying, Brent. He's lying. Let me tell you how he's lying. First of all, Bree, did you sign up for Blue Apron yet? No.
I haven't gotten around to it, man.
You haven't gotten around to it yet. See what I'm saying?
You know I had a lot of stuff going on, man.
Mm-hmm. All these excuses. All these excuses when I just asked you to do things, you know?
Hold on.
This is how I'm about to tell you how you lying, because I was telling you how, see how you playing games? See how you playing games?
Can you hear my keyboard?
See how you playing games? Anyways, what I was saying was, I was telling you how dope Brent did with the food. So there you go. You said I always hate on him. I don't hate on him.
Yeah. I mean, but don't go off of me because I'm like a high level chef. So
you're a high achiever, so you do things at a high level.
Yeah, high level chef. Effort. You know,
high level chef, huh, Brent?
Yeah.
You high level now. You done made one Blue Apron meal.
I was going to work at a 5-star restaurant, but the NFL started calling. So, but it's whatever.
Who believes that? Who here believes
Somebody
that?
Will, man.
None of y'all believe that shit. None of y'all believe that. But Brent cooked a Blue Apron meal, and I told you it was dope. Didn't I tell you? Bree, did I say it was a dope meal?
Okay, you did.
Doesn't matter.
We were supposed to be in Germany. We're not. He never takes me.
Yeah.
All right.
See? Boom. All right. I'm not two-faced. Everything I say to his...
58 more minutes to try to start an argument between you.
God, is that what this is about? Is that what this is about? I guarantee you can't get it done. I would bet money on it, actually. I would bet money. I don't even think you would want to start an argument with us. I don't even think you would know the repercussions that would come from that.
7 minutes.
You can never call my phone again. Friendship over. Friendship over. March Madness is happening. Bree, I know you wanted me to find the focus, but I did want to know how your bracket is doing. And I know you all caught up on it, and I'm not, but I did watch some really good games. But how is next weekend is the Sweet 16, right?
Yeah. Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
Out of the Sweet 16, I mean, obviously, I didn't have South Carolina at Duke off. But for the most part, man, my 16 is kind of lit. Right?
Who's in your 16, Bree? Don't just try to talk shit. Mm-hmm. You got to say who's in the 16.
Hurt me, I think, because I really, you know, I'm used to LA going through, but I just have to be realistic right now. I don't think you just had a tough draw. I don't think there's no chance to get it done. I actually got UCLA getting up out of here, man. Got my bracket lit, though. Nobody really had that 11 going.
Your voice is going in and out. Your voice is going in and out. I don't know what you're doing, but it's going in and out.
Let me see. Can you hear me now? I don't know what's going all the way to actually the Final Four, man. So hopefully they keep it going. You know what I'm saying? But, UCLA, I hope they get knocked off next game, man.
Why? For your bracket or just for basketball?
But it's cool. Don't worry about it. I know Omar had to do something with a bracket over there, man. He's involved.
Omar, what's your
bracket looking, Omar?
I don't even play March Madness, and here's my reason why. I don't like to pretend like I follow college basketball all year, and I truly don't. I don't like the college game. It's so whack compared to the NBA. talent level is trash, and anybody who has any talent, they leave for the NBA after 1 year. It's just, it's not my heyday of basketball where people used to develop and you get to watch an Allen Iverson or a Glenn Robinson for a couple of years and then see them take their game to the NBA. Now it's just one and done, and anybody left in college basketball is pretty much not very good.
Well, Brent, what do you, I know you watch when I watch, which we, college basketball season starts for us during March Madness.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, I'm a fan of basketball, so I can watch it, but I definitely don't keep up with college basketball where I can make educated picks on who's going to win. So I just watch and enjoy the games. Like I really liked I watched the UCLA game, and I liked their team. I like how they play. I don't know if they're the best team or not, but I just like how they play the game, and they're fun to watch. So that's going to be my pick. I'm gonna go with UCLA.
Who's in the Sweet 16? Do you have it pulled up?
You want me to name all the teams?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got on Thursday, Michigan plays Oregon, West Virginia plays Gonzaga, Purdue plays Kansas, Xavier plays Arizona, and then they continue on Friday, and Butler plays North Carolina, South Carolina plays Baylor, UCLA, Kentucky, which should be good. And Wisconsin and Florida.
So, Bree, why do you want UCLA to lose?
Because I just picked them to lose in my bracket.
Oh, it's not. Do you believe UCLA's a weaker team, or do you just, it's just for your bracket?
No, UCLA beat Kentucky once this year, and I just think it's hard to go and then beat that team again. Like, I'm not rolling. So I don't think they're going to do it. But I'm not going to be, like I said, I'm from LA. I should be UCLA, but I already picked my bracket.
We can't hear you, Bree. We can't hear you again.
I can't really go against my bracket at this point, even though I'm from L.A. I should be rooting for UCLA, but once you pick the bracket, you kind of just got to roll with your picks, no matter if I'm from L.A. or not.
Oh, okay. Wow. I don't really care. I don't really follow, but I did. I will say this. I watched the UCLA game with Brent, and I really just wanted to see Lonzo ball, and he was balling. Yeah. It's so funny to me that his father, we have to talk about his father, and everybody's got to get their opinion on this, because people keep trying to compare him to me, and it really bothers me because we are nothing alike, like not even anything alike. Like, he's a dad, like he's a legit dad, and he's saying things about his sons that you know, they're younger than the players that he's comparing them to. So there's always going to be a window, you know, to basically tell him to shut the hell up, because he's talking about his son's better than Steph Curry. And Steph Curry's currently, you know, was a MVP twice, you know, champion, best shooter we've ever seen. And to me, you can say that, and it could happen. Maybe his son could one day be better than Steph Curry, but he's not right now. He's not even there. So, to, you know, it's kind of like you shouldn't say stuff like that, I guess. But is it all publicity is a good publicity type of thing?
Let me chime in on this, because as a media member, people got to understand. What's the father's name again?
LeVar, I think.
LeVar Ball. I have probably encountered maybe 100 LeVar Balls in my career of covering high school, college, professional athletics. The difference is, you know, Shantae's dad was just like LeVar Ball. The difference is these people are putting a microphone in front of him, and he's got three sons, and he's not bashful about propping up all these three sons. Now, if all three of these boys had no daddy and nobody was out here speaking on their behalf, then, you know, we'd be talking about, oh, look how these kids came from, you know, such dire straits, and, you know, they only had their mama or their grandma raised them. Okay, this is a strong male presence, who's college educated, who's in their lives and is their biggest cheerleader, and he's trying to take advantage of his son's popularity and basically exploit them, just like college basketball does, just like Adidas and Nike does, just like all these athletic companies that profit from these young people. So what is the shame in a man trying to profit off his own sons, who he's probably invested more time in than anybody in the universe?
Good point. Good point. Bree?
The shame is he's black, man. That's the shame, because, no, like, they did the same thing kind of like with – They always persecute black people for doing stuff like this. Like, nobody's talking about all these tennis parents and golf parents and all this stuff pushing their kids when they're 12 years, ice skating and gymnastics. Gymnastic parents are crazy as hell. Nobody's talking about that every day.
Oh, don't like, start with the tennis parents. Good God. They are crazy.
Yeah. I've been witnessing that firsthand.
It's a black man, you know, supporting his three kids who are all very talented, apparently. And, you know, but here's the thing, and it's the same thing with you, Miko. You know why people care? Because you get clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I was thinking. Relevant. Is this an all publicity is good publicity type of thing? Like, is he a genius? Because to be honest with you, a lot of my friends who, you know, watch basketball said they never even heard of these kids until the dad started popping off. And then they started Googling them. And now people are watching them play and checking them out on YouTube and now watching UCLA basketball. Because to be honest with you, he really can play. Like, he can play really well. He has a well-rounded game.
Charles Barkley probably made the family more popular than anybody, because nobody was really talking about him. One, nobody was talking about that UCLA kid, really. I mean, they talk about him from a draft standpoint, but he wasn't getting no buzz until his brother scored like 100 points in a game. And then they're like, oh, he's the younger brother of the kid who's a star basketball player at UCLA. And then the father started popping up, and then Charles started, you know, taking shots at the father. The father started taking shots at Charles, and Charles now wears the jersey of every UCLA team that they play, like, you know, and the man is on Sports Center, and he's entertaining.
Yeah.
He really is entertaining.
He is. He lost me.
Worth clicks and attention.
He lost me when he said he was better than Jordan. That was when I was just like, okay, now he's just going too far for attention. But Brent, I didn't get your opinion on this.
LeVar Ball. All right, LeVar Ball is just a proud dad. That's what it seems like to me. He's saying a lot of stuff. When he, like you said, when he brought up that I could beat Michael Jordan, it kind of made me lose. He lost some credibility when he said that. Like, that is crazy. Like, why would he say he could beat Michael Jordan in one-on-one? Like, and then when I found out that Barkley, like, researched because he was talking crazy and found out that the man averaged 2 points in college, like, come on, bro. You're not beating Michael Jordan in one-on-one. Just keep talking about your son and saying how great he is. He is a great player. Hopefully it transfers to the NBA. I think he'll be good. Will he be better than Steph right away? No. But at the end of the day, he's just a proud dad. And him talking crazy will get him publicity and maybe lead to some opportunities as far as endorsements and things like that. So nothing wrong with it.
Well, the good thing about it is he'll be going to the NBA, because we already know in the NFL you can't be bringing that shit. You can't bring it at all.
No.
They ready to hang my ass just for talking shit, and my shit is legit. Like, it's valid shit. So I couldn't imagine him thinking that you can't have like a loud parent, I feel like, in the NFL, because it's just certain rules that just don't apply with each sport.
You can have it, but they would give him. Like, just like you get it, they would just talk bad about him. People would tell him to shut up, just like what they're telling LeVar Ball to do. So, I mean, it's just, they're going to tell you to shut up, but if you want to keep talking, you can.
Bree, who do you have in your final four before we get off this subject? I want to know, in case you try to lie in the future. Because I'm going to do a bracket from the Sweet 16 on. I feel like this, I don't know if that's cheating or not, but I just want to see how I would do since I've watched a couple of the games and stuff. Is that cheating?
I had, let's see, what was it, Kansas, Michigan. I think I had Duke on one side, and then I had Villanova, man. No, Kentucky, sorry. So actually I had Kentucky, Kansas, Villanova, and Michigan. And somehow Villanova just had to get popped out by Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Joke.
I didn't see the game, but I heard it was a little crazy. I'm glad. I'm going to watch. I'm going to do a bracket, Bree. I'm going to post it on Twitter and see how I do from there on out. You want to do one with me? What about you, Omar? We should all four of us should do one from the Sweet 16 on. You got to still keep that one, Bree. See who wins.
Like right now?
No. Hell no.
Oh.
I'm talking about like before the hell no. So did you guys did you guys hear that Tom Brady's jersey was found? So a guy, he's like actual real life media.
Hold on.
They said he had credentials. He was an
international media.
He was international media. Yes, that's one of your peoples.
He your homie.
Oh, show me the work. Look,
he trying to defend.
Trying to tell you, he ain't real media. Show
that's your homie, Omar. He the media.
That's a good hustle. Going to the Super Bowl, he's sitting on $1 million worth of jerseys.
And he stole Von Miller's helmet too. They found
how many jerseys you got, bro.
I don't even own a single jersey.
Yeah.
He got a helmet? How you walk out with a helmet?
Put it in a bag and dip.
Yeah. If you get in past one person in the back of a stadium, you could get anywhere.
You just run in there real quick, grab a jersey and dip.
But it's a security at every door.
No, but they're not like, paying attention. Nobody's paying attention.
Once you put it in a bag, like
they got to put it through a machine or nothing.
You see how them locker rooms are after the game? Imagine how it is.
But dude got a helmet?
Yes. He got Von Miller's helmet of the Super Bowl. So man, he's a thief. You know what this
professional
Yeah,
thief.
You know what this made me think about? OJ.
Yeah.
Good thought.
Over.
Free OJ.
Yo. OJ went to go. The OJ wanted his stuff back for him.
So was this guy like merchandise? But it's a smart little hustle if he was actually making some money.
But yeah, Tom Brady's jersey, Tom Brady's was worth $500,000. He had the one from 2 years ago also.
So
he's getting pissed off about it because it's like it keeps happening to him. And at least the guy was smart. I want to plan because everybody knows that they're all missing.
Yeah. I mean, you could. To me, the biggest issue is Brady's jersey. And I understand this is grand theft, larceny, whatever. Because the jersey.
That's a good question.
Riding back from Mar-a-Lago with the Patriots owner. Is this what we putting our resources towards?
No.
Finding.
I thought it was hilarious. Like I know that it's worth. That makes it federal, I guess. So because of FBI does have to get involved. I believe that's how it ranks. That's
exactly it.
That's it.
FBI is, they're going to get involved. That's a lot of money. You know, it's a jersey, and it's crazy. It's $500,000, so it's more than a jersey, so to speak.
I'm saying we can find Tom Brady. It's like, what's important to us? Like, okay, we can find Tom. I want to know all the merchandise in this house. I need to see a 60-minute special on him.
Man, probably all the media know. Let us know.
Why are you
bro.
Fronting, Omar?
We all cool. Tell us how many jerseys you got, bro. Who you got? How many hot jerseys do you have, bro?
You got that Jason Taylor,
man,
that one.
Good point. That's a Hall of Fame jersey right there.
Yeah, worth some coin on the Steve Harvey and Snoop Dogg situation. You guys saw the video or at least a clip up, and Snoop shot him with the toy gun. Blah blah blah. People were saying that it's a certain amount of respect for that position.
And it's fuck Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey. I mean, dog, you. Like once I found out Steve Harvey tried to steal my nigga role out of Ocean's 11.
Yes.
Like through some back door to suck, and then he had them fake tears at his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, man.
And then he went to go, right. If you come in, he on his radio show, like, you guys have money. Don't buck this. The white man says, don't be like the poor people. Don't be loud. Like, don't stand up for people stuff. Like, that's what all I heard from him when he was talking about the entire situation is, no, you and them.
It's crazy. When Donald Trump was disrespecting the president for 4 years, and he's so worried about respecting the office of president with this clown. With the biggest in the office of president.
And then he was talking shit to Bow Wow, saying, Bow Wow, don't be disrespecting his wife. Think of the whole 8 years she was sitting as first lady, and he ain't say a fucking, he got to shut up and be a good little nigger. Like, I don't like you. I'm just pissed off about, like, why does he always say something when black people say something? Like, why doesn't he ever say some foot down and saying police brutality, this has got to stop, this is enough? He's never saying any. Like, do you ever think non-blacks are wrong? Do you ever? Ever? Like, it's, then you don't speak for us no more, bitch nigga. We don't need you or Sage Steele or fat all the dicks in the world.
Jeesh. What that Steve Harvey's in the sunken place.
No, I have not.
Oh my God. Bree, you've seen it?
Yeah, but don't worry about it. Whatever.
Okay. You ain't like it at all?
Or whatever. Don't. I mean, like, it's
cool. Write $100 million.
Thank you. It was good. And only people that don't like it are haters like Bree.
Like, I'm going to give that entertainment value. It was a thriller, Oscar or anything like that, but it was a good movie.
Bree, you just, like, what did you think? It was trash?
Hidden Fences.
White people been doing, saying Hidden Fences.
Combined two movies.
Well, and then they was, something, the was black.
Something now. Them coons was doing, I don't fucking know. They was hitting the ball.
I loved all the black people, all the black people together. I gave it Hidden Figures, that's correct.
Damn right.
I haven't seen that movie yet. Have you seen Hidden Figures yet, Bree?
It's a good story, you know what I mean? I'm all for, you know, black woman who helped the white man get to the moon that he never really went to. So they done tricked this. So it's cool.
I feel you.
Remember, Brent, I was telling Brent, I said, if we never really went to the moon, but I found out, I heard the moon and go around Earth one time or something.
But, yeah. Listen, man. I don't know, her stuff to, like, get to the, you know, use her formula.
It wasn't just one different role. And it was a great movie. I really thought it was educational and interesting. I
tried to go see it the first 2 weeks it came out with Aiden, and he refused because Aiden's in this. He feels like.
He wanted to know who had the superpowers in the movie.
Well, no, he wanted to know. He just didn't. They cool, but we needed them to get there? Nah, it's impossible. It's not true. Like, he's really into this whole women versus men thing right now and watching this, the little rascal the movie yet. And I'm just like, damn it. But I do need to go
next
see
thing,
it.
They're going to have a movie about George. That's the best movie ever. Did you see how he turned peanuts into peanut butter, girl?
That's Delicious Food 3. I forget what that movie was named. And ain't nobody go see that thing.
Boycotted.
Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation, yeah.
Birth of a Nation, yeah.
They boycotted the movie.
We all support everything.
No, but no, the reason, and that's what I get some things that you should maybe boycott, but somebody that went to trial for rape and he won.
Excellent point.
That you know what I mean? He won.
Hate.
And then you see when what's the dude's name that won Best Actor?
Supporting Actor?
No, Best Actor. The
Casey
famous
Affleck?
Casey Affleck. Then damn, there's so many, like, court cases filed from women pending on this nigga. Like, he done, one of his producers, somehow she lost her hotel room when they was filming, and he was in the bed asleep, and she said she woke up in the middle of the night of him naked spooning her and with his breathing all down her neck, and he's like, none of them. Look up Casey Affleck.
We don't know the details of that.
He didn't go to court.
Not yet.
So...
But it's just crazy. Like, why? Like, these things are, somebody accused him of rape 15 years ago in college. Like, it didn't even happen. It did.
Movie where they was bashing black people, and they need to keep that movie intact. They can't have it replaced.
It definitely was.
That's
definitely
what it was about, man. If he would have named it something else, it would have been under the radar. They would have let it slide.
He should have just named it something else. That's like a legendary old
trick. The truth of everything that was really happening.
No, it's just it was a lot of racist stuff going on. But what Bree is the big time.
That's when people started protesting because it made it to the big time. Like, it didn't even matter. I love coffee.
I love and apple pie.
Yeah. Apple pie.
Watching slavery stories. Like, who's not tired of seeing that?
No. Story? No. Disagree with you.
What other slave movies we got? People, young people. The Django? No.
Django.
Django.
There's a lot of those movies, bro.
The Color Purple. I don't know if that counts.
Woman being raped. Well, I guess maybe the first time I saw it.
But Omar. Yeah,
by a white man, slave owner.
That's true.
Or one of his friends. I mean, and we have to tell these stories because these children don't know that this happened because they're not teaching it in schools.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, it's way more effective ways to learn about stuff like that with that are not Hollywood. You know, I done seen a lot of stuff like that just off of, you know, you could look at documentaries. You guys can pick up a book. It's ways to do
come
it.
Come on, what kid in this age is looking at a documentary?
What kid is going to the slave movie?
That's my point. The kid ain't going to the movies to see this. That's what I'm saying. Like, kids aren't going to see this movie.
No kid going to see the slave movie.
I'm not saying that the stories don't need to be told, but I just feel like black people are tired of the stories. Like, and that's why the movie didn't do that good. I don't think the protest was that effective. Like, white people, like, black people is not going to be like, oh, white people are protesting, I'm not going to go see this movie. Like,
it wasn't.
That might affect white people from seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel like black people didn't go see it because they just don't want to see any more slave stories.
It wasn't just because of it was black people. It was because it was women. So,
yes, it was women.
Women weren't going because they were like, you can't support. You can't support a so-called rapist. So it was women like, we're not going because he did blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't.
Don't support a rapist, sister. Black power, women power.
And that came up. So it came a divide just against women against rapists instead of just, oh, it's, you know, black people going to see a movie. It was more like, all women don't go see this because this guy was a rapist. And that got out and then it just messed his numbers up.
I can understand somebody boycotting and being upset. Like, for example, Floyd Mayweather was accused 5 different times of physical assault on a woman. I mean, who knows how many there really were, but 5 women have accused him and he's, you know, kind of paid his way out of it. So it's no shade. He you know, got off with it. So if you were like, you know what, fuck Floyd, I don't want to support Floyd's fights. But people that do want to support Floyd's fights, I just feel like nobody should get mad at them because that's something that I feel like if everybody's like so busy, like counting up everything somebody did wrong and saying, you know, I'm not going to support them. Like, for example, if a rapper goes to jail, it's like that doesn't stop people from supporting him. That makes him more credible, you know? And it's like if an actor or an actress does something, then people boycott their movies. What, like, Can you separate like their job from their personal life on some situations?
I don't think there's an issue of separation. I think we can selectively separate based on what we believe or what we like or what we support. To me, it doesn't matter. I didn't care about the whole rape allegations. I wanted to go see the movie, so I did.
Yeah,
like. Me personally, I'm not worried about, like, I tell people this all the time, like, man, if I'm watching somebody to play basketball, well, whatever they did when they're not playing basketball, I'm still watching them to play basketball. I'm watching them for, like, this or that. It's like, it's just, I don't have time to be looking up everybody's backstory. Well, what has this person ever done in their life? Well, I can't watch this movie because somebody who designed the set raped somebody and I can never look at the set now. Like, right. Are you gonna dig through every person who works on something and figure out what they did in there? That's retarded. Like, I don't got time for that.
I agree with you.
I agree with you. And to piggyback off of what you just said, I found out that there's often players that aren't invited to the combine because of whatever off the field stuff that they had going on. And I can understand a team not being interested in the player, but isn't the combine supposed to be about football and your play? And I find it hypocritical for the NFL to not allow certain players to come to the combine because of their off the field situations, but then get upset with players and have an issue with players that protest during the game. I feel like they need to pick a side. Like, you either going to be cool with players protesting and it not be an issue and the owners are going to be cool with it, or y'all going to leave the combine alone and let it be just about play, just about getting a job.
I think that's that rule that they have is the dumbest rule I've ever heard of. Where they basically, if you had an allegation, you had a charge against you for violence, something involving violence, you weren't invited to the combine. But truth be told, those are the players at the combine that need to be at the combine so that 16 teams can interview them and get the background story. Now, everybody's exactly. Got to do their own work. Everybody's going to have to do their own work. But some of these teams are just lazy and they'll take the kid off the board, but it doesn't stop them from excelling in the league like that Kansas City player did last year.
Right.
Talent trumps everything. I don't see anybody talking about his allegations or
well, they were early.
You know, they were early, but are they talking about it now?
Nope.
Yeah.
You put when they score touchdowns, you put it'll bring get interceptions and sacks, you put all that stuff to pass. You just be like, oh, he's a playmaker. You know, we're all hypocrites. Tariq Hill, we're all hypocrites. When it benefits us or it entertains us, then we'll look the other way.
Right.
Same with the NFL. They'll look the other way. Same with the NBA. They'll look the other way.
Yeah. That's a great point you made. I feel like it all comes back to people. The NFL is worried about people that are fake mad about stuff all the time. So they're worried about people talking about how could you allow this guy that did such and such to be at the combine. You know, that's not a good look. And people are fake mad all the time. And they're doing that.
Yeah.
That's why they're not allowing somebody to come to the combine because of some off the field stuff that happened where, like you said, if you want to figure it out, you can talk to them face to face at the combine and figure out what you want to figure out. Hear their side of the story, get a read on what type of person that guy is. Maybe the story that's going on
right.
is not adding up. You know, this guy is he can tell you what really happened. But, you know, yeah. It's fake mad people everywhere, so you got to go the way they do it now.
Joe, we're talking about Joe Mixon, the Oklahoma running back, and they do have a video of him assaulting a woman.
They also have a video of a woman assaulting him.
That's true. I saw the video. I guess she hit him first, but yes, you're right.
Assault is assault.
You're right. you're absolutely correct. I'm not disagreeing with you, and that's a lot of times how, you know, I saw a video of a woman assaulting a man, and just this weekend, and nobody was talking about. You know, she caught him cheating at some mm-hmm. party, some ball, and then
the bourbon ball.
What is it?
I think it was called the bourbon ball.
Yeah, and she struck him, and everybody has video of it, and he's like hauling out, and they like, oh, look at him. She got caught cheating. No, that was assault, actually, but that's a different subject. But you're right, Brent. People are fake mad. You know, and I'm media, so I can say this. I think the knee-jerk reaction of social media, that's what drives mm-hmm. the world now.
Yes.
That's what drives the media. That, you know, you want to know how Donald Trump can get over on doing something shady? He could do something stupid.
Distraction.
He could tweet. He could tweet some dumb tweets. He could tweet something at Arnold Schwarzenegger about being fired. And then try to sneak through some executive order.
Yep.
Because that's how this world works right now. You could lie and try to do something shady, and as long as they half the time they lost in the lie. Instead of trying to prove that what you're doing is shady, but we're such a train wreck society. All we really want is the knee-jerk reaction. We want to see the train wreck.
Nobody wants to be right. Everybody just wants to be first. That's what it is in the media. Like, everybody just wants the story out first, whether it's truth or not. They just want to be the first one to get the clicks, to get everybody going.
I said that, and I have a big issue with that, about that, that, you know, I think it was Denzel who basically said it. It's not about no, we have totally lost that in terms of the media and what we
Thanks, Twitter.
Yeah, no need.
Thanks, social media. You've made it. Yeah. Bree said this. He's smarter for the first 5 years, and then after that, we've been doing nothing but getting dumber and dumber.
people, it's the internet, definitely, but people are finding their information.
Lies on social media. People are reporting lies and repeating lies. I find that if you go doing somebody sent you, because it's a whole lot of people telling lies and spreading the lies.
You're true. Follow people who, you know, you even you, Miko, I follow. You lead me to some twice that, and the same thing with a ton of people that I follow, and that's how I'm finding it. I work for a newspaper. I don't even read a newspaper. I don't need a newspaper because I have Twitter, and as long as I can find good things. But you're right. A lot of times, people are following things, and people is I need to broaden the people who I follow and people who I get in my camp, because I certainly did not see this coming.
I tried to warn you.
Yeah, you did try to warn the world. But we need to broaden our base of who we get information from. Like, sometimes I'll find myself watching Fox News when Trump does something I think is stupid, because I need to find out how that other side of the world is viewing this. Because clearly I have some viewpoint that doesn't match what the majority of the world thinks.
Well... Bree, you still with us?
Yeah.
I never heard you this quiet before. You know what? I got to change the subject so Bree can talk, because he really is quiet. Do you want to talk about MVPs again, or should we?
I'm supposed to be quiet when other people are talking, man. Now
you
learned
the rules. I'm so proud of you.
Crazy. Well, Bree, no matter what I do, it's the wrong thing.
No, I didn't say it was wrong. I just almost low-key forgot you were with us. I need to hear your voice. So let's change the subject. Let's talk about, you know, everybody from all the washed old players, media members, people are upset that Golden State and Sacramento benched some players last Saturday. Then Cleveland and the Clippers benched some people this past Saturday. And everybody's upset bringing up, you know, this guy played this many games for 19 years, and this guy plays game, sitting out games to rest when the older guys weren't doing that.
I think it's crazy, man, because I feel like basketball has a pretty good off season. You know what I mean? So the Dallas, my main problem with it is, like, when fans go from wherever the hell to see these players, and then in basketball, I could have stayed at home for this. You know what I mean? Like, that's my main issue with it. But it's like, I don't, there's different ways to get rest than just sit out, like, you know what I'm saying, sitting out games, full games.
How do you get
also,
rest?
Also, you should have to do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You could go play 20 minutes. Like, come on, dude. What if you play 20 minutes?
You think the fans will feel better about LeBron playing 20 minutes versus sitting the whole game out? You don't think that's going
to do that at home? Like, you get 41 home games. So if you want to cheat fans, cheat your home fans.
What if you're on? It's not a home game.
You're a professional athlete and you get paid millions of dollars. Stop crying and go play basketball for another day. If you don't like back to backs,
what's a pose? Because LeBron, look at the mileage that's on his body. Yeah, for all the facing him.
But they just sat down Kyrie, too.
Kyrie was injured.
He's got 49 the next night. He was injured?
Yeah, that's why he got 49, because he got hurt.
He was fine the day
injured.
Before.
Maybe I shouldn't have said injured. No, he hurt. He banged his knee out. He banged his knee. He went out of that game early and didn't play no more.
Finals, cool. But Kyrie, he didn't even go to college. He barely played anything in college.
Kyrie didn't sit out because he was tired, though. He hit his knee. That's what I'm saying. There was a reason. Let me play devil's advocate, because I like that you brought up the whole fan situation. This is business, okay? When you buy tickets to sporting events, it's business in field. That's just what it is. Second of all, you're crazy as hell if you money when the owners don't give a fuck about the fans losing their money. Like, if you think about it, if you the Clippers and he's not playing, he's sitting out or whatever, and you're upset about it, you they're sitting free drinks tonight. I'm gonna do free water, free this, free that. Like, give the fans, think about the fans. Nobody gives a fuck about the fans. So why do you think the players should give a fuck about the fans? Because a dry spell where he can't score a bucket or he loses too many games, those same fans are in your kids and shit. So who gives a fuck? Yes, that's it. Not the players.
That's when the NBA, the NFL has it right. Ticket
prices by the teams that they're playing. So yes. If you play to see Cleveland, you're not selling the logo.
Plays then what? What mm-hmm. then?
Yeah, excellent point.
It's business. It's just
and the players want to pay the NBA the money that they're supposed to pay them because they're not getting all this money because of the contract that they're getting from network.
Yeah, no,
but when nobody wants to watch the game.
Honestly, think that if Tyronn Lue or Steve Kerr went to the owners and was like, June, because that's what really matters is June. Make sure niggas' legs is fresh. We trying to go get this championship.
It's going to happen, man. It's a business at the end of the day. And them coaches and them GMs and them owners are protecting their investments. The teams that's doing it are teams that are going far.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Spurs, like the Warriors, like the Cavs. The Kings ain't sitting nobody. The who else is bad? The Nets, they not sitting nobody. So, like you said, Bree, what they have to do is the league got to think of something. Maybe if we're going to have a primetime game when, you know, Saturday night basketball start coming around, we're not going to schedule that on the back-to-back.
Right.
Because they got to do that. Because teams are going to protect their investments. It happens in NFL if you want to admit it or not. If a team doesn't clinch home field in the playoffs and they got a week 17 game, they sitting people. It happens.
All the time.
So that's just protecting investments. So that's going to happen. So what they got to do is the NBA got to get together and say, all right, when we schedule, if we want primetime ratings and we want to have a good primetime game, we can't schedule this on the back end.
Don't give them an excuse.
We can't have a team coming off of six straight road games in a back-to-back and expect them to come put forth a great Saturday night showcase. Like, that's not going to happen. So that's more on the league. The teams are just doing what's smart. For the Cavs are probably going to go. The Cavs going to the finals. The Warriors probably. The Spurs making a long run. Those are the teams that's doing it.
I think a good strategy was something I think Mark Jackson said on the broadcast. If they're maybe I'm crediting the wrong person, but if they're not going to play, then a good policy should be that they're going to sign autographs before the game for 30 minutes. And I don't think that's a bad approach for any team. If these players are not dressed and playing, they should, before the game, while this team is doing warm-ups, they should have some signing sessions.
But here's the thing, Omar. They actually do the full warm-up. They do the warm-up. They just don't play in the game. There's nothing wrong with them. The team will let get their body warmed up and conditioned, because there's nothing wrong with getting loose and getting some shots up and moving around a little bit. But it's more of the minutes, the heavy minutes. So they're actually in the warm-up. They're doing every single thing except playing and checking into the game when this is happening.
That just sounds stupid to me, but yeah.
I mean, it's really good, because you don't want to not warm up. It's like having a real, real old car. You need to turn it on every now and then. If you got players that are, you know what I'm saying, you need to turn the motor on and just let it run, not like gas it and floor it and everything. You just have to turn it on every other day and just make sure that everything's still feeling good. That's just, I'm speaking from experience, though.
Yeah, good analogy.
Yeah, I guess so.
They just do that with every sport. They do it in... Go ahead.
They gotta do something for the fans on those games and those situations.
Fuck the fans. Fuck the fans, Omar. Fuck them. I'm telling you.
The
minute I see owners do something for fans, then I'll start thinking this is real. The owners do nothing for the fans. They overcharge them for everything, and then they fake like they're doing stuff for them all the time.
In the off season, to buy and make them renew their season tickets, they do a whole lot of stuff.
Because you bought season tickets, not just for the fans. There's a lot of people that really legit can't afford to come to the game. It's just a lot of things that aren't being done for free for fans, and they don't care. And then when you come to the game, why is a hot dog $6, Omar? Why? Or middle or lower class people, the ones sitting all the way up in the nosebleeds, Those are your core for 2 to 3 children to the game. Buy them a hot dog for $6. Buy them a drink that's $6. That's a lot for a family that's just trying to have a night out with their family. You would think billionaires you're upset with millionaires ripping fans the fuck off. That's crazy.
And certainly they priced out the average fan. You know, corporations, these big contracts, and the salary cap keep going up, and nobody's complaining about that. So,
goddamn complaining, because I wouldn't be complaining either. My check was guaranteed. Because NBA money is guaranteed. That's why I'm like, the NBA got the league by the balls. They winning. Like, they can do whatever they want to do. They really can. They running it. You can't do nothing about it. Hey, guys, before we get out of here, I have to, Omar and Bree. Omar and Bree, I need you to sign up for Blue Apron. What are you guys waiting for?
You know what? Nothing, to be honest.
Did you guys see my meal?
No, I didn't. I didn't see the meal, bro.
I was going to say, don't let it discourage you, because it was really good.
I did see. Was that the first meal I saw, Miko, when I was responding to it?
It's on Instagram. It's on my Instagram. I had it on Snapchat too, but he cooked the blackened chicken with rice.
Yeah.
With the Mandarin rice.
Yeah, I did it really good.
My question for you on the Blue Apron, and this is a serious question. Can you choose your menu? So, like, let's say you only eat fish. Can you choose the fish items, or do
yes.
you have to opt out?
Here's what you can do. So I told you could skip every week if you want. First, you sign up. If you sign up with me and my hashtag, you will get your first three meals for free with free shipping if you go to blueapron.com/Miko. Okay, so if you go to that, you're going to get your first three meals for free. But after that, what it is that you basically you put your credit card on there, and let's say they'll show you this week, this is what you can get this week, and they'll give you like 4 or 5 different meals, and you choose two. You get to choose however many you want each week. You can choose 2, or you can choose 4. And when you pick the meals, if you don't see anything of those 4 or 5 off menus items that they have for that week, you can say, no, I'm going to skip this week because I only want fish. And then the next week you look and you see what it is, and you can skip that, or you can order that. You can turn it off and on if you're leaving town and you're not going to be home for like a month. You just skip it for four times. You just hit the button like, no, I'm going to skip for 4 weeks because I'm not going to be home. That's how you do it. It's that easy. It's less than $10 per person per meal. So you're not getting ripped off. The only thing you have to do is really want to cook and eat it and have fun with your family. Bree, what did you say, Bree? What you was waiting on?
I was signing up.
You signing up?
My internet was down.
My internet was down. Oh, my God. But Blue Apron does have the number one fresh ingredients and recipe delivery service in the country. They are the best, everybody. They deliver to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food deserts. Blue Apron is popping.
You know what that 1% they're not reaching in?
Who, you?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
Like, how do you just get 99 points?
I think it's because
why
I think
they leave that out.
You know why? You know why I think it might be 99? Because real shit, you might want to say 100%, and then you find this little area in North Dakota that they might not be able to get something to, and then that's like you leave room for error. Maybe I think it's smart business to leave room for error. Shit. I will be like, my podcast is 99.9% better than everyone else's. And if somebody says, well, this one, oh, well, then that's the one. That's the 1%.
That's the 0.01% I was talking about.
The margin of error.
That's your margin of error, that 1%. Well, please, you guys, check out blueapron.com/Miko if you want 3 meals free with shipping. blueapron.com/Miko. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Omar, if you sign up and you make something, I'm gonna give you a gift, because I've been wanting to gift you with something, because I need to get you a housewarming gift anyway. But I think I'm gonna get you an even better gift if you sign up for Blue Apron.
I'm gonna do it. Okay, I'm gonna do it.
And Bree,
Well, let me know when Omar signs up, because I'm going to sign up right after he does.
I fucking hate I'm you, dog.
And I'm going to snap it for you, Nico.
Okay.
You know I like to cook.
Yes, I know you do. That's why I'm like, come on, take advantage, man. This
I
is pretty cool.
I cook, too, man. But
yeah, Bree does. Man. He's slacking.
I think I'm going to lose points from, you know, I might lose points for using Blue Apron. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be whipping it up straight from scratch. You know what I mean?
Hey, every now and then, everybody needs a little assistance. And it's really still from scratch if you really think about it, because it's not like they make any of it for you. Every single piece of it is raw. Like, you have to cook all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
It's just all seasoned.
No, nothing seasoned.
No, you do everything.
You have to season it. Nothing. Okay. It's just all the ingredients, all measured. They're measured, though, so you don't have to guess and all that stuff. So they're all measured out, and they tell you step by step exactly how to do it. Because if you don't know how to cook, this is perfect way to start learning how to cook. But if you do, Bree, this is going to be, like, easy for you. It's going to be like, yes, this is saving me time.
This is my last question about Blue Apron before I sign up.
Okay.
Do they season to a white taste bud or a black taste bud?
Now, that is a good question now.
Well, let me say this. I have only been using what they've been giving me, and I've enjoyed it. Now, I will say that there has been a couple of times that I have added a little something to my my food.
Okay, I just need to know. I might have to add a little sea salt in there, a little Creole seasoning or something on the top.
Yeah, but you don't want
to get Creole seasoning in my house.
I know. Right, okay, Omar put Creole seasoning on every goddamn thing. Every fucking thing. Or you put stir fry sauce on every goddamn thing. Like, the hell's Omar
my
on here doing?
Just my vegetables.
Yeah. I enjoy watching men cook, though. I think it's pretty cool to watch it. And so, Brent, I know we're skipping this week because it was too much dairy. We're not doing dairy. But next week, I'm excited because we're getting some catfish. And Brent's going to have his first piece of catfish, of gluten-free catfish, because he's gluten allergy. So what I'm going to do with mine is I'm not going to use the flour that Blue Apron gave me to fry the fish. I'm going to use my own. So that's how you can tweak the recipe, even if you have food allergies and stuff like that.
How can you be so sure that fish doesn't have any gluten in it?
What? Fish?
What lake are they getting these fish from? I don't know, man. You never know what they're feeding these fish anymore, man. You don't know what they're feeding any animals.
Blue Apron.
You've seen that big chicken on the...
Blue Apron has partnerships with 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. As a result, their seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. There's that. Does that help? So you add your own seasoning to it. You can change your flour.
Fish from the aquarium? That's what that sounded like.
The Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Search Watch. You know, this is why I don't like talking to black people about stuff. Because you guys don't ever know how to just be proper. You know what I'm saying? Blue Apron is sponsoring my goddamn podcast. You know what I'm saying? I actually like the product. Look, they're going to kick my ass out.
for people who like to eat healthy, it's a good option. I'm gonna definitely try.
Yes,
I know you got me on a healthy kick, and I'm taking it to another level.
Yes, you will love this, Omar. I promise you and your girl are going to fall in love with it. I swear, because I see you over there measuring all them ingredients and everything. It's measured. It's really lit, and you gotta snap it, and you gotta tweet it too. And make sure you tag me so they know once they hear this shit right here, they know at least she's trying to get the business out there. It's a little ratchet, but it's cool. Well, guys, thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate it so much.
Always a pleasure.
Bree.
Always, always.
You were so good tonight.
I was on my manners, man.
I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed. Brent. Your first time joining us. How'd you like it?
Oh, it was fun. You know, I got to talk about some things.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, I get on here.
What are you going to do if I start asking you controversial questions and things that could get a microphone in your face in the locker room? What you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I can always just be quiet.
Good answer. Good fucking answer.
Brent, that works. You just have no thoughts on the subject.
Yeah. That does work. Well, we're all going to be quiet now because I'm going to get off of this shit and go roll up because it's 10 o'clock and I got to watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
All right, man. Okay. All right, Brent. All right.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. Good to talk to you. All right.
All right. Peace. Well, 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 that was fun. Nobody's feelings got hurt. We got it all done. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm always asking you guys for your questions and everything. So I appreciate everybody that chimed in and hit me with some of the topics that I discussed tonight. I want to speak directly to my NFL players that listen to my podcast. This message and this outro is specifically for you. Today is officially March 20th, which means in exactly 30 days, the NFL can begin testing you for street drugs and specifically marijuana. And I know a lot of you smoke in your off season and during the season because they don't test you then. But this is your official warning that you have exactly 30 days before your first test. Now, I would suggest if I were your wife, I would suggest that you stop smoking today. That today be the last day that you smoke because it takes 30 days to clear your system if you are not doing anything recreational. So if you're just going to work 9 to 5 every day, 30 days marijuana, the last time you puffed, it will be out of your system in 30 days maximum. Now, if you exercise, which most of you are doing, most of you are getting ready to go to OTAs and probably just started lifting or running, doing hills and all that stuff, it'll get out of your system a lot faster. But what you don't want to do is be tested on April 20th and for some odd reason, it's still in your system and you get popped. Like, that's really going to fuck up what you're trying to do with your career over something that really should be legal. So my advice to you is to not smoke anymore today. Today's the last day. You're not addicted. You just enjoy the high. It probably helps you sleep. It probably helps relax your muscles. It probably helps you think and be creative and enjoy life. But guess what? The NFL doesn't want you to enjoy your life. They don't want you to have fun. They don't want you to heal better or faster. They don't want to help you with your migraines or your CTE. They don't want to help with your appetite or any of the things that you might have wrong with you. They would rather give you opioids and things that you're addicted to and steroids and all this other bullshit so that you could be fucked up for the rest of your life. So no, they don't want you to be great, but what you can't do is allow them to take your check. So please take this season seriously. April 20th to around about August 20th, training camp, whatever. That is the testing time, okay? Cut the weed, cut the coke, cut the molly, the meth, whatever the fuck y'all do. I don't know what y'all do, but it's time to cut it because it's time to be tested, okay? No more letting them take your checks. No more of that. No more getting into the program or having to pay the piss nigga to not tell on you. We got to be done with that. We got to really be responsible and let them do this fake research they're saying they're doing. Because, you know, I don't believe for one fucking second that the NFL is going to go up against the big billionaires, that the 8 billionaires that run this country that don't want marijuana legal. So the NFL is going around saying they're going to do some marijuana research. I don't believe it for one fucking second because the minute the NFL makes it legal for NFL athletes to take, induce, puff, swallow anything with marijuana in it, that means you're telling the public and your fans and all your followers and their kids that weed is cool. And the minute the NFL tells fans weed is okay and it's actually a medicine that helps your body, then those billionaires are going to go batshit crazy because they want us all to still be able to go to jail for minor weed infractions and possessions and smoking and everything. So I don't believe it for one second, but don't give them a reason to take your money. Put the drugs down right now, even if it's helping you. Got to walk away from it until you get your test, okay? This is the warning. Peace.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals.
You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.